This is Forward Rowan, Prosperity Through Progress, the podcast spotlighting Rowan County's journey toward a prosperous future. Today's episode highlights Choose Rowan, our campaign to attract top talent and showcase unique career opportunities here. Join host Molly Roof, Marketing and Communications Manager at Rowan EDC, as we talk with professionals and community members who have chosen Rowan as their home. Considering a move? This episode might be the final step in helping you make Rowan County your new home.
I'm Molly Roof, and welcome to another episode of Forward Rowan Prosperity Through Progress. I am our Marketing and Communications Manager here at the Rowan EDC, and I also help manage our talent attraction campaign, which is called Choose Rowan. Kendall Henderson, who you saw in our very first episode, also co-manages that campaign. And today, that is what we are talking about, is talent attraction. So if you are considering moving to the area, maybe you're just in your initial research phase, I encourage you to go to rowanoriginal.com. Fill out our form, check out the website, and don't worry, when you fill out that form, you are just going to get me, Molly, or Kendall on our team. We don't sell your information. We're not putting it out anywhere. It is just for us to connect with you and help you on your relocation journey to Rowan County, North Carolina. So with that said, we're going to get today's episode started. And I first have to share my amazing guest that I have with me today is Cindy Santiago. She is the Senior Human Resources Manager at Henkel, which is one of our amazing companies here in Rowan County. Cindy has over 17 years of experience. And yes, it is 17. I added it up. I went to her LinkedIn profile. I added up every month, every year. So she is getting full credit for her amazing 17 years of experience in human resources. And she has been at Henkel for nearly 2 years. Before moving to Rowan County, I hear she is from Florida. Well, not from Florida. She is from Puerto Rico, but she lived in Florida. And I also lived in Florida during college in Lakeland, in between Tampa and Orlando. So I'm excited to get into some Florida talk. But she is originally from Puerto Rico. Cindy understands firsthand what it is like to relocate in a new career to this area. And so she will have some amazing experience and firsthand testimony to share with us. So with that, welcome Cindy to the podcast. How's it going?
Thank you, Molly. I'm very excited to be here and sharing what Henkel can attract talent and also talk a little bit more about Rowan County as well.
That's awesome. Well, we're so glad to have you here. So tell me a little bit about yourself so our listeners can get to know you a little bit better. How did you land in Rowan County?
Yes. So I was living, like you mentioned, right? I was living in Florida and I was looking for a new opportunity. And those that have either live in Florida or have family members living in Florida, they know that it's quite expensive to live in the area. And it's challenging to find a home, to buy a home. Mm-hmm. So I started my search a couple of years. I was still with my employer and they knew that I was looking to relocate. And I started looking right for opportunities here in the state. I knew about I had a friend that moved to the area, and then also just looking for great opportunities, not only for my career, but also for my son. I have a four-year-old.
And what's his name?
His name is Austin.
Oh, Austin, that's my nephew's name. So even another thing we have in common. I love it.
So that's one of the things, right, that I wanted to make sure that he had a good environment to grow, and also not only for the education purposes, but for services that he needs, and also for me to find a career and eventually, right, buy a home, because I wanted to buy a home.
Oh, that's perfect. So you found the job at Henkel, you applied. What has your experience been like since you've been here for almost 2 years?
Yes, I mean, I can tell that it's been amazing. And not only from, from work experience wise, I mean, Henkel has provided many opportunities so far. And today I got a call and I'm going to be part of a great development opportunity. So I'm very excited for that program and just also for be able to buy a home. I was able to buy a home last year. And so I'm very excited about that. And my husband was able to continue working remotely. And there's a site here in North Carolina that he's able to continue work. And then opportunities for my son too. And there's a great program for kids with disabilities. So my son has a hidden disability, mm-hmm. and he was able to get services through the school, and not only for occupational and speech therapy, but also great teachers and wow. loving, caring teachers that I was not able to find anywhere.
Wow, that is really something to hear all of that. Your family is so special, and it's great that you found a home here. That
yes.
just brings...
Affordable.
It brings a tear to my eye. Also, my eyes have been watering today. But seriously, that really is heartfelt. I just love that story. Well, family is important. That is everything. And that's one thing I really enjoy with our talent attraction campaign is I get to help recruit families to move to this area and connect them with resources like what you just mentioned. Yes. I mean, I'm getting called all the time from families looking for children who have special needs or looking for facilities, or they have kids in school. They want to make sure that the schools are good. Do you know, not many people know this because it's kind of a little secret, but now we're saying it on the podcast so everyone will know, but with our talent attraction campaign, if you have a candidate who is looking to relocate here from another area and they're moving here with family mm-hmm. with school-aged children, I have a little in with our Rowan Salisbury School superintendent to connect her directly with them. And she'll sit down and have a one-on-one meeting with those talent prospects to answer any questions they have about the schools. What other school district could you think of where the superintendent of the school system is willing to meet one-on-one with talent prospects? I mean, I just feel like that's unheard of.
Yes.
So that's amazing. So let me ask you a little fun question, just as we're warming up the podcast episode here. Outside of work, what do you like to do with your family in Rowan County? What do you guys enjoy doing?
Yes, I mean, I have a four-year-old, so any activities are going to be around him.
Okay, perfect.
Said it will be either indoor playgrounds. He loves going to indoor playgrounds. We love Nicholas Park. It is amazing. It's just not only you have small rides that they can go in, but also you have the green areas and you can have a picnic and you can have a family day that we actually did for Henkel last year. Unfortunately, it was raining that day, fortunately. But we were able to have a fun time, even if it was only with a couple employees showing up. Mm-hmm. But definitely outdoors. We try to do anything outdoors that, you know, my son can have the experience just to play outside, mm-hmm. not being indoors, but just to try to interact with people, right? Sometimes with kids with hearing disabilities, a little bit of a challenge mm-hmm. Because of how they're reacting to the environment.
Yes.
So we have to be mindful like where we're going and even
loud noises.
Yeah,
and
noises
like that. Yeah.
And even restaurants, like to find a way, okay, maybe this restaurant will be good mm-hmm. Or maybe we will not. So we try to our best, but yeah, we try to find family time, either going to restaurants, trying new things, and mm-hmm. you know, going to downtown. I love it here. Mambo Grill.
Mambo.
Love it.
Yes.
Love it. I love going there. They have a good environment, and it's just really nice to just have different food. Obviously, I like that they have a little bit of Puerto Rican food in there, so it's just
yes.
a taste from away from home that I really love.
Well, that's great. All of these things are reasons why Rowan County is a good fit for you and your family. Like you were saying, Dan Nicholas Park, it's one of our largest 5 county-owned parks. Wonderful picnic shelters, a lake, the paddle boats, the fishing. I love to go there and hike with my dogs. So, yes. And then Mambo Grill, our Cuban restaurant in downtown Salisbury.
Amazing.
Let me tell you, on Fridays, if you can't find us in our office, if our door's closed, we're probably at Mambo Grill. So we love going there in our office. The salmon, the Hemingway chicken, the Cuban sandwiches, just, oh, so amazing. Well, that's great. It's good to know that your family has really settled here nicely. It's been a good transition, so I'm happy to hear that. Well, let's switch gears and talk about Henkel, this amazing employer. Can you kind of give us a little bit of an overview of what are Henkel's operations here in Rowan County and what is it that you guys do at Henkel?
Yeah, so we're part of the Adhesive Operations or Adhesive Technologies. And here in our operations, we have two sides of the business. So it will be the ones that are supporting electronic adhesive and also packaging on consumer goods. So for us, it's pivotal, right, not only to provide employment for folks here at Rowan County, but then also how we can make an impact within the community, and not only on the monetary side, right, but also to create that culture and that environment that people want to be at Henkel Salisbury, and specifically. So what you will see is a diverse of Henkel adhesive products that goes into electronics, that it will go into consumer goods, packaging services. Mm-hmm. Right, we can mention any names here, but just to give you an idea, right, it's everyday items that you will use that you probably might not think of, like, oh, this is a product that Henkel makes,
yeah,
or an adhesive that Henkel makes, right? It's not, probably it's not going to be fascinating, right? Because at the end, it's glue, right? That's what we make. To make it more simple, is glue. Mm-hmm. So you're gonna have chemicals in the facility, which safety is one of our number one priorities, right? Mm-hmm. When you're joining a Henkel or in Salisbury side. And people have to be mindful, right, that the degree of what we do is it could impact the community that we live in. Mm-hmm. And so the training and the safety aspect are number one for us.
That's great. Well, you know what I heard? All the amazing employers in Rowan County like Henkel are the glue that holds this community together. It sounds cheesy, but it's true. Yeah. If we didn't have these amazing employers like Henkel here in Rowan County, what would we have? We'd have a lake and we'd have parks, but the employers are what make the world go around with the amazing opportunities they offer our citizens. So that's great. I love that. Well, it's great to know that glue is in our everyday products that we use, all the adhesives, bring it on. So what makes Henkel a great place to work? I already have a feeling I am catching the vibe from the community day you had at Dan Nicholas Park that Henkel probably has a really wonderful culture. And you've been there 2 years now, so you really have a great firsthand testimony. What's it like there?
Yes, I mean, it has been a transformation since I joined the facility. Not only because I joined the facility, it's because of the people around me and the team that wanted to transform that facility. And right now it's been a year since we launched an engagement community that it calls Bike Tribe. And Bike Tribe has been very pivotal in just changing the culture at the site. So one of the things that we did, not only incorporated salary employees to this engagement committee, but also hourly employees, right? Because the chemical operators are very important in changing the culture, right? The salary employees or management team can make the impact or cascade that information down, but then the hourly employees are the ones that are going to make the impact throughout the facility. So we have around 225 employees at this site.
Okay. And it's a good number.
Yes.
And you are not a small employer.
No, we're not. And right, we continue to bring more chemical operators to the site, maintenance technicians, and other roles, right, from the engineering quality perspective, management roles as well. So we continue to see the investment on our community. But with the culture, one of the things that we have been doing is we recently connected with Hurley Elementary, which is an elementary school here in Rowan County, and we signed up to be volunteers.
That's wonderful.
So we're going to be working with mentoring at the school and also volunteer just to either at lunchtime, reading piles, and other activities or initiatives that they will have. And we want to start early. We want to start early as elementary to make that impact to our kids and to our future changers. And see how they can view and understand how they can have a career opportunity eventually in manufacturing, and start early as elementary.
That's awesome.
Other initiatives that we have is disability in, and that's one thing that we recently reach out and see how we can incorporate people with disabilities in our workplace. And so we're trying to find other resources, tools. Just think about us out the box, right? Mm-hmm. And how we can incorporate those folks also to the workforce, right? That maybe other companies will not give them an opportunity.
I love that. And I love what you said, future changers. That's just really special. We have a great organization here in Rowan County called Rowan Vocational Opportunities that works with people who have disabilities, and specifically with cognitive disabilities. So that'd be a great connection we could make after this podcast episode.
Absolutely.
We can tell you all about
Thank you.
And this is why it's
love
great.
That.
Yeah, this is great. Why it's great to have the Rowan EDC as your partner when you are an employer in Rowan County. We can connect those dots for you. So what types of career opportunities are currently open at Hinkle that you want our listeners to know and have them help spread the word?
Yes, I mean, we have a variety of roles, right? From the hourly perspective, that will be our chemical operators. So the chemical operators will be working right directly to making the product, right? Mm-hmm. Either if it is from the electronic side or the packaging, consumer goods sides. And we have different levels, right? Depending on the training, if you are entry level, then you're gonna start just learning about our labels, learning about the chemicals, learning about packaging and mixing. And so it's not gonna be reactive chemistry because that will be your level four operator. So you mm-hmm. have, and you will need more training to be able to be working with reactive chemistry. We have our maintenance technicians, that we recently have one open, and we all have one open that it will be more focused on electrician. Mm-hmm. So that was going to be a challenging role. And then we have our, from the engineering side, we have our process engineers, we have quality specialists too that will do the testing for to making sure that the product is in the standards. Or meeting the standards, and then we always have either from our supply chain side, we have management roles. We're actually looking for a production supervisor since we have a promotion for a production manager, and then now we're looking for the production supervisor.
So a lot of opportunities at Hinkle is what I'm hearing.
Absolutely, yes.
Well, how would somebody, if they are interested in applying for these opportunities, what's the best way for them to connect? What is your job portal website? How can they do all of that?
Yeah, so you can find definitely, I would love for them to look more information to learn about Hinkle. And because when I started at Hinkle, I didn't have a lot of information, so I didn't know about Hinkle. And so that's one of the things that we're working towards too, is the creating that branding and awareness.
That's great.
So Hinkle.com will be the first start. And then we have within the page, we have the career side. And that is specifically, I mean, we are a global company. So then it's not only right Rowan County, but obviously we would love for people to stay in Rowan County and,
yes.
and work for in Hinkle Salisbury. But there are definitely other opportunities throughout North America and obviously our global footprint.
Mm-hmm. Even in Puerto Rico, I saw
yes,
on the website.
Even in Puerto Rico, yeah. There's one in Savannah Grande, Puerto Rico. So if you want to go to Puerto Rico, you can go there.
So what type of skills or experience does somebody need? Like, let's talk about these entry-level chemical operator positions. Obviously, you kind of mentioned there'll be some training. But say I'm coming out of high school, I don't have a degree. Is that something that I could do, or is there training I can do before I even apply that would be helpful?
Yes, I mean, we recently worked with RCC to work with a program that they have for chemical manufacturing or the BioWork program, as they call it. And then we were able to partner with them to create a lab specifically to teach about reactive chemistry.
Wow, that's impressive.
So our supervisors, production supervisors, and also from our quality, head of quality, were able to join forces and able to create this lab that they are teaching now at RCC. So we're very excited for the partnership. I'm actually meeting the next Friday with Lori from RCC, our business service manager. That way we can connect and see how we can expand the knowledge in social media and other resources so people know that Henkel was part of this.
Wow. Well, we just love rowing Cabarrus Community College in our office. Rod Kreider, our CEO and president, actually sits on their board of trustees now. So we love working with them. And there's also the North Carolina Manufacturing Institute, which is another great 8-week program that people can take and learn how to be operators and production technicians and things like that. So many great local opportunities. You don't have to go far to find what you need here in Rowan County.
And also, I have, right now, we are finalizing the last documents for a maintenance apprenticeship. And so we connected with Apprenticeship NC and also with, obviously, with RCC, which they're going to be teaching our mechatronics degree because they are going to be also earning an associate degree and besides the journeyman card. And so we're going to be starting the recruitment process pretty soon. So then our maintenance apprenticeship can start in the fall.
Wow. Well, for those of you listening only on audio, or those of you watching on our video today, whenever this episode comes out, just know that Cindy just made Kendall Henderson, our Director of Business Services, very happy. She is off camera behind the screen where I normally sit, and she has been doing a happy dance during that whole last little segment. So that is just wonderful. I am so happy to hear that. Oh, it's still bringing a tear to my eye. So Henkel has worked closely with us, Rowan EDC, on workforce development and talent recruitment. What has your experience been like working with us? Not trying to get you to toot our own horn, but what has the relationship been like since you have first started over these 2 years? Because kind of what I want to convey is there's other employers that we haven't yet been able to get in the door with. So I kind of want them to hear from you. What has the experience been like?
Yeah, I will say it's been a very rewarding experience. And just to have, obviously, both of you, I think I connected more with both of you throughout my almost 2 years at Henkel. And just not only from the side of getting market data for compensation purposes and being able to attend the meetings, but also the connections, the connections that we have made with local manufacturers that, you know, sometimes it could be a little difficult, right? Because we are competing for the same talent.
Exactly.
And you might feel hesitant to connect with other local manufacturers, but why not reinvent it and say, you know, why we not come together as one community and find the solutions that we need for attracting talent, right? And and retaining that talent too, because that's the piece too, is that we need to retain the talent that we have.
Yeah.
And what are we doing about training? What about we doing about attraction? And it's good to have those resources within, and you know, not only with you, Molly, but also with Kendall to get those connections. Manufacturing day, right? Not only should be right in manufacturing day, but then what other local initiatives you're doing that people know that you're here.
And yeah, it's all about creating that brand awareness. And
exactly.
If we can combine all of our brand power, all these different companies that even though they might be competitors in the space, we're all competing for the same talent and we all have to unify because we're going to have a stronger talent pool if we do that. So I just love to hear all of that. And what Cindy was talking about, for those listening, are manufacturing network meetings we do once a quarter. We bring in lunch. Our employers come in, we have a guest presentation. It might be about transportation. It might be on new ways of working with the talent population that maybe is, you know, retired or moms at home. You know, there's many different topics that we cover. How can you tap into all of these resources? Well, thank you so much. It's very sweet to say all of that, and it's very sincere and genuine. And I really hope any employers who are listening who have not yet connected with us, mm-hmm. I hope hearing Cindy's testimony today will help encourage you to reach out to Kendall, our Director of Business Services. She is a spitfire. She will get you what you need. And if she doesn't know the answer, by gosh, she yes. will find the answer. And then I'll be That's happy true. To help as well, too, with any of your talent recruitment needs through our concierge relocation service. What else, Cindy, do you want people to know about Henkel? So whether they're in Rowan County or they're outside of the Rowan County area, what do you want them to be the takeaway they take home with them today about Henkel?
Yes, I mean, not only Henkel, it will provide, right, from the economic perspective, right, not only for or what we offer, right, for our benefits. We are a site that operates 24/7. And wow. so we have a variety of shifts. So we have 5 shifts. And also, you know, from the economic side and, you know, competitive wages, great and amazing. A benefit package, and not only right from you as an employee for development, but also to cover your family, right? A great, you know, parental leave. Wow. We have a tuition reimbursement for employees, loan reimbursement, which I'm a user of that because there nice. Henkel is paying towards my my student loan that I'm still paying, and. And it's a monthly amount that goes towards my account, which is a great benefit to have, and not all other companies have that.
It's the first time I'm hearing of it. I'm sure there's others that yeah. have it, but since I've been here for 3 years, that's the first time I've heard a company doing that. Wow, tremendous.
Yes, and pet insurance and other things, right, wow. that we might not have, and the ability to buy vacation, which is really great from employees, right, that they can buy vacation or sell it if they're not going to be using that. It's just different resources, right, and tools that we have for our employees that to have create that balance and work-life balance. Although, right, we are at 24/7, we are investing in our people and the culture that we have at Henkel now and beyond what we want to accomplish is for our employees to have a good work environment that they feel respected, that they feel valued, that they feel heard, and they have feedback to provide to a site leader or a VP of operations or whoever is visiting to the facility, that they feel empowered to do that. And I think that makes the difference when you have people that care. And yeah. right, not only that you are an employee, but you are an individual, and we respect that.
Well, I just love to hear that you care just as much for your hourly employees as you do your management, your full-time people. So that is just really amazing. There's nothing bad. From what I can tell, it's all good in the hood. That's what I heard. Well, thank you so much. This has been such a great conversation. I want to really thank Cindy for her time today, for those of you listening today. And if you are considering a move to Rowan County, go check out some jobs at Henkel. Check out their website, henkel.com.
Yes.
You can also check out our Work in Rowan job portal, which is workinrowan.com. Go to that website. All of our companies like Henkel, they've claimed their profile. If they haven't claimed their profile yet, they still can. It's easy. All they have to do is contact me. But go and search all the hundreds of jobs that are currently available in Rowan County. Great opportunities right down the road and right in your own backyard. And then also check out rowanoriginal.com. Connect with me, Molly, or Kendall, my colleague, and we will help you on your relocation journey to Rowan County. So that's it for this episode. Thank you, Cindy, for joining us.
Thank you, Molly.
In the meantime, keep moving forward, Rowan County, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you for tuning in to Forward Rowan, Prosperity Through Progress. Be sure to follow Rowan EDC on LinkedIn for the latest updates on project announcements, expansions, workforce initiatives, job fairs, and more. To learn more about the Rowan EDC and our services, visit rowanedc.com. And for insights into our Forward Rowan goals, visit forwardrowan.com. Together, we're building a stronger, more prosperous Rowan County, one step at a time.